Leaders of the world's wealthiest industrialised countries are expected to pledge 1 billion doses of COVID vaccines during the G7 summit, which opens in Cornwall in England today. It's the first face-to-face meeting of the group in nearly 2 years. From Cornwall, our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
The first face-to-face G7 meeting since the COVID pandemic, the first since the end of the Trump administration. An opportunity for the UK to reset and relaunch its approach to world affairs, but a bigger opportunity for the new Biden administration to demonstrate US leadership of the big industrialized democracies, emphasizing the values that unite them in order to take a more assertive approach to Russia and China. The COVID crisis is the dominant issue, with G7 countries expected to pledge to donate more than 1 billion vaccine doses to poor and middle-income countries. Yesterday, President Biden pledged 500 million from the US. Britain is to donate 100 million doses. The EU will make its offer later today, along with plans to build vaccine-making factories in Africa. Economic recovery after the pandemic also looms large, as does the related issue of climate change investment. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Falmouth.
A meeting of the British-Irish Council takes place in County Fermanagh today. It's being hosted by Northern Ireland's First and Deputy First Ministers Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will lead the Irish delegation, accompanied by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney. The British delegation is being led by Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Co-hosting this summit is the final major official engagement for Arlene Foster, who's expected to step down as Northern Ireland's First Minister on Monday. New DUP leader Edwin Poots, who led an internal party revolt to oust her, is due to attend in his role as Stormont's Agriculture Minister. The British-Irish Council brings together governments and devolved administrations north and south and east-west. The latter, a relationship unionists say, has been seriously damaged and undermined by the Northern Ireland Protocol. The official agenda states that the main item for discussion today is COVID recovery, amid concerns about the spread of the much more transmissible Delta variant, first detected in India. But the protocol and concerns about the stability of the power-sharing administration in Northern Ireland will feature heavily in bilateral discussions. Vincent Kearney, RTÉ News, County Fermanagh.
Farmers will gather in 30 towns across the country later today to protest over EU CAP reform proposals and over the impact on the sector of the government's climate action plan. The IFA, which is organising the so-called Day of Action, says the future of farming in Ireland as a large-scale industry is under threat. Here's our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
This is the first mass demonstration by farmers since the pandemic. It's been prompted by what they see as a twin threat, one posed nationally through the government's climate action plan, the other through the EU's common agricultural policy, where a new deal is expected to be agreed with national governments later this month. The Irish Farmers Association says the combined impact of both threatens the future of farming as an industry here. Later today, the IFA is organising protests in 30 towns across the country. The protests won't solve the problems. Even among farm organisations, there is considerable disagreement on the way forward on CAP reform. While farmers have an even bigger battle on their hands to convince the government and the EU to stump up more cash to pay for climate action measures in the sector. Pascal Sheehy, RTÉ News, Cork.
The Health Service Executive has said the number of patients in hospitals with COVID-19 is down to 59. It's the lowest number in almost 9 months. 23 patients are in intensive care. HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid said the reduction in numbers was a remarkable benefit of the vaccination programme and overall public support. In Hong Kong, censors have been given the power to vet films for national security breaches as a clampdown on dissent continues. Hong Kong has long had a thriving film industry. The new order instructs censors to suppress acts seen as endangering national security and to uphold the territorial integrity of China. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.eu.
Patchy light rain and drizzle early this morning will clear eastwards to give a mainly dry day with sunny spells and showers in the northwest. Highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees.